Hello.
Hello, my name is Renee, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Oh, good. I was just on the phone calling my bank. Yesterday, saw this ad for the KitchenAid mixer. I gave my card number and everything, and then I got, I guess, some kind of number. ID number, ticket number, I don't know what it was, but it was after I had given my card number, I decided to go and look at the terms and conditions, what is not available before you give your card number. Anyway, I find out that this is a sweepstakes and that each month I could be charged $67 and I think 32 cents or something. I want to cancel this right now. I called several times yesterday, trying to get through and was not able to speak to anyone. I just checked. The $5.74 is pending. That's okay if I can't get that back, but I want to cancel everything. I can give you the number that they gave me, but I don't want any part of this, and I don't want any money taken out of my account, other than if it has to be, the 574 is pending right now. It hasn't been deducted yet, but how do I cancel this?
Okay, ma'am, what is your zip code?
Okay, I live in zip code 44128. For shipping purposes, I use 44137, so I don't really know
You say 44137?
that I use for if I have to have something shipped to me, but I live in 44128.
What is your first and last name, ma'am?
Susan Rogers, Rogers.
All right, can you verify the shipping address for me?
Okay, 207-207-00, Franklin Road, Maple Heights, Ohio, 44137.
All right, I see it here, ma'am. Give me one second while it's being loading. While it's loading.
Okay, so that is the address that's showing.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Give me one second while that account is being pulled up, though.
Okay.
All right, ma'am, you said you wanted to get this canceled.
Yes. Do you need the number that they gave me?
No,
Okay.
I got your account right here. I was just waiting for it to load up. That's all.
Oh, okay. I saw that a couple of times before, and I said, "Nope, there's something wrong there." And I don't know what made me do that yesterday, but
I see that you did call yesterday.
yeah, I kept trying. The first time I called, I spoke to someone, but then it wasn't a recording. We were cut off, but then every time after that, I kept getting the recording and I kept calling because I wanted to make sure that I got through and that it was canceled.
All right, ma'am. I did go ahead and get that canceled for you.
Okay, now, is the 574 going to be withdrawn, or did you cancel that,
Well, no,
or
I
what?
got the membership canceled for that. That 574 is still in play for that sweepstakes. for that quick sweepstakes. So you're only going to be charged that $574, and no further charges will be coming from that sweepstakes.
Okay, because when I read it, it said I don't know what happens, but like every month after that, so that $67 is not going to be withdrawn. I'm finished once the 574 clears my account. I'm done. Is that
yes,
correct?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That what was it, 6732?
I'm sorry.
I think you said how much it was?
I think it said $67.
$0.32. Yeah, that's not going to be charging to your account anymore. Well, not anymore, but it never will.
Okay, so do I need any kind of a proof that I called or anything?
Yeah, I can give you a cancellation number.
Oh, okay, because I cannot do that. All right, cancellation number.
Let me know when you're ready for that.
Now?
All right, it is C as in Charlie, 263. 281-290.
C as in Charlie, 263-281-290.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's the cancellation number. Okay, and I expect to see the 574. That's pending right now, but that will be deducted. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, but nothing else. Thank you so very much. I was about to have a stroke. Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thank you again, ma'am, for calling customer support. You have a good day.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.